Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something pretty cool, how Ubuntu's engineering gets this huge boost from its volunteer community.
Yeah, it's easy to think it's just Canonical, the company, but really there's this whole global network pitching in.
Right. Everything from coding and testing to translations and even artwork.
It's a massive collaborative effort.
So our mission here is pre-focused. If you've got some open source background, maybe some community building experience, we want to show you how you can plug into Ubuntu's technical side, specifically the non-canonical contributor pathways.
Exactly. And it's not just about coding, which is, I think, an important point. Lots of skills are needed.
Okay, so first things first, where does this collaboration actually happen? There are a few key places.
There's Ubuntu Discourse, which is great for discussions, asking for help, coordinating things asynchronously. It's forum style.
And it has that trust level system too, right? So more active people get more privileges.
That's right. Then for real-time stuff, like meetings or quick questions, you've got Matrix and the classic IRC. They have their own governance, of course.
But for the real nuts and bolts of engineering, it sounds like Launchpad is the place.
Definitely. Launchpad is, well, it's central. It handles bug cracking, which is massive. It hosts code Git, bizarre.
Okay.
It builds software packages for all the different architectures, handles translations, planning features with blueprints, manages teams. It integrates all of that.
Wow. Okay. Right. So it's not just one thing. It pulls a lot together.
Yeah. That integration is sort of its superpower for Ubuntu development.
So it's a bit of a multi-channel environment then. You need to know where to go for what.
You do. Discourse for discussion, Matrix IRC for live chat, Launchpad for the technical heavy lifting.
Got it. So let's talk specifics. How can you actually contribute to the engineering side? Package maintenance sounds like a big one.
Huge. Especially for the universe and multiverse repositories. These are mostly community maintained, unlike main and restricted.
And who maintains them? You mentioned MOTU.
Right, the Masters of the Universe, or MOTU. They're dedicated community volunteers ensuring universe packages are up to date, secure, and meet Ubuntu standards.
So if I want to get a new package into universe, I'd need their help.
Exactly. There's a sponsorship process where a MOTU member reviews your packaging work before it can be uploaded.
Makes sense. Quality control.
Yep. And there are also per package uploaders, PPUs, who have permission to upload specific packages they maintain. The Ubuntu packaging guide is like the Bible for all this.
Quintessential reading. What about bugs? Every project has them.
Oh, absolutely. And the community is vital here. Just reporting bugs well on Launchpad is a contribution in itself.
And the Bug Squad, what's their role?
So the Bug Squad team does bug triage. They look at incoming reports, confirm their actual bugs, classify them, make sure there's enough info for a developer to act on it. It's a really important function.
That sounds like a great way to get started, actually. Learn the ropes.
It really is.
Yeah.
And if you want to go further, there's the Patch Pilot Program. It's basically mentorship to help you get your bug fixes reviewed and landed in Ubuntu.
Nice. Okay, besides fixing things, what about making sure releases are solid? Quality assurance.
Yeah, QA is another big community area. Testing the development releases, the alphas and betas, is critical.
Finding problems early.
Finding them early, exactly. And also verifying stable release updates, or SRUs. These are the updates for existing Ubuntu releases.
Ah, the ones that show up in the update manager.
Right. Before they go out to everyone, they land in a place called the proposed repository. Community testers install them from there, check the fix works, and crucially, check that it doesn't break anything else.
Regression testing.
Precisely. There's also automated testing with AutopGeichi test, and the community helps maintain those tests, too.
Okay, so testing is pretty involved. What about documentation? The unsung hero sometimes.
Definitely not unsung in Ubuntu. Good technical documentation is seen as really important. You can contribute to the packaging guide itself, the main Ubuntu wiki.
wiki.ubuntu.com.
That one. And help.ubuntu.com. You'll need a Launchpad account and to join the Ubuntu Wiki Editors team for wiki access. Plus, improving man pages, writing tutorials, lots to do there.
Good. So if someone's listening and thinking, okay, I want to try this, what's a good path?
Well, first step is just exploring. Hang out on Discourse, maybe lurk on Matrix or IRC. Definitely browse Launchpad to see how things work.
Get the lay of the land.
Yeah. Then start small. Report a bug clearly. find a typo in documentation and fix it, maybe join the bug squad to learn triage.
And then perhaps the patch pilot program or package sponsorship.
Exactly. Those are great ways to learn more deeply and keep track of what you do. Document your contributions. This is important if you eventually want to apply for official Ubuntu membership, which recognizes sustained contribution.
Right. That makes sense. Now, what if someone's strength isn't coding or packaging, but more community building? You hinted earlier those skills are useful.
Oh, incredibly useful. Think about it, mentoring new contributors, like in the Patch Pilot program. That takes community skills. Helping coordinate a team's efforts on Launchpad or Matrix. Improving the onboarding process so new people don't feel lost.
Ah, like being a bridge between different teams or projects.
Yes. Advocacy, liaison work. These soft skills are actually vital for the health and efficiency of the engineering teams. They are definitely valued.
So the main takeaway here seems clear. Ubuntu's engineering strength really does come from this partnership between Canonical and a very active global community.
Absolutely. It's not just code. It's this whole ecosystem of different skills coming together. There are loads of ways to contribute meaningfully.
So for you listening, maybe think about which part of this ecosystem resonates most with your skills. Where could your perspective make a difference? What's maybe one small thing you could explore today to start finding out?